Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God loves us, and He speaks to us in the heart. The words of the Lord are perfect. Sometimes in order to judge them as perfect, it takes time, because He speaks outside of our boundaries. But they are perfect words. And the more we listen, the more we'll see how perfect it really is. And then we'll realize that if we do it, our life will become like His. Perfecting. Perfection is something people don't expect. And the reason people don't expect it is because so many people live outside of the realm of perfection. But there's a way for an imperfect man, or a man that was born in sin, to become perfect. And I'm not just talking about it in a few ways. I mean, in every way, it's possible. It is possible to become as Jesus is through Him. Paul said, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't know why that seems so impossible. As long as you're looking to Him and asking questions and receiving knowledge from you. If you pay attention to the Lord, you're always in a mode of reception. You're learning things in different ways. All you have to do is receive it. So receiving what God says in full is the road to perfection. And in order to attain it, you just keep doing it forever. You don't stop. Once you get to a certain point, keep receiving what God says. When we receive God's word continually, we have the ability to enjoy time. If you have a good marriage and you keep learning from the Lord, you're going to enjoy your marriage. You're not going to say, well, I have a good marriage, but I got to keep looking at God. No, when you're continually learning God's ways and you're looking to Him and spending some time with Him, you're going to have a better everything. Because when He show you His wisdom, you'll do it and it works in your life. That doesn't mean that all of your attention is sitting down in one chair reading the Word all day. No. You spend time with the Lord. See what He's doing. Talk to Him. Get an understanding of what He's saying. Receive the Word and go about your day. And you think about it. While you're doing whatever you have to do, you have to work, you have to raise children. All these things require attention. But when you invite the Word of God into your life, God will give you His wisdom, and you'll see a greater way to do everything. And everything you do will honor God. I love things that's impossible to me, because I know that through Him I'll attain it. I started confessing that I will do all that's in His heart. It helps me to pay attention to whatever He's doing. And I can receive the wisdom that He's trying to give me in the first place. And I can receive information to do whatever I have to do in a great way. And we can represent God among people when we do these things. I'm not talking about something that's impossible. This is something I practice. When I learned to love people, I was motivated. And it opened the door for me to learn greater things. And through loving people, I could relate to God better. If I could relate to God better, I could learn what He has to say better. I can listen to Him greater, in greater ways. I can understand and comprehend things in a greater way. I can remember things that people say that He inspired from years ago. I watched Kenneth Hagin do this. He had so many testimonies, and you could tell it was true because he said it as if he was there. A liar can't do that. He remembered things that he was related to the Lord with. And people that knew him said he prayed in the Holy Spirit a lot. We become receptive. If we can be receptive to God, then the knowledge of God is what perfects things in our lives. We're not perfect because we're trying to be. We become perfected when we yield to the Lord. We give way to the Lord. We let God go first. And we learn from whatever he does. That's it. We just keep doing it, and we do it until he come back. And things that would not have been perfected became perfected in ways we don't even realize sometimes. And we're not set out to do anybody wrong, so it's possible to become morally perfected. The more you love people, the more you're going to act on that love, and you can't love people and work against them. And anything that's a bad habit, bad habits will, it'll hinder your perfection. But guess what? God give you wisdom against bad habits. Joking too much or the wrong kind of. I love to joke, so I said, Lord, help me do positive jokes. And I refrain from doing negative jokes. You know, things get become, the concept to do better is there. And that causes a form of perfection. And, you know, and if you don't master everything, don't give up. Just master all that you can, go as far as you can go. But I'm just saying it's possible to go all the way in him. And if you don't believe me, ask God to help you do it. Just watch him. Remember, when you love God, there's no pressure. There's no pressure at all. You don't, he's not going to get you if you don't perfect something. He's out to help you. And the wisdom that's necessary to be perfected, he's giving it to you all the time. Some things takes longer than others. Just like you learn to be patient with others. The more I learned to be patient with others, the more I saw that God is patient with me. When I had goodwill towards others, I understood also that God has goodwill towards me. And I don't jump down people's throat because they do something wrong, and God doesn't do me that way. But I don't want to honor Satan, and I don't want to do something that dishonors God. And that's important to me. And God knows it. That's called sincerity. And if you got sincerity, it's easy to have obedience, and it's easy to keep innocence. Innocence, you know, when you just love God like a baby. A baby is more apt to take God at face value, and I'm talking about a young child, than an adult will have to trust God on some things. Because they know more things. Some things that they know is just wrong. And I talked yesterday about how God, trusting God, takes us beyond the boundaries of our faith. And I say that because faith begins where the will of God is known. So it takes knowledge to have faith in the first place. And the knowledge to go forward, you may not have it now, but if you trust God, you go beyond your boundaries. People that are faithful, God will always extend their boundaries, but you have to trust him. Some people stop, they get comfortable, and then they stop going forward because they've gotten comfortable, complacent. And then they act on what they know or other people's knowledge. Some people are afraid to move and go out of town and do something they've never done before. They're scared to adventure out. And when God calls you to do unknown things, sometimes people, you know, they crawfish. Crawfish run backwards. They do like that crawfish. They frantically run backwards. And they try to hide in God's known will instead of going forward to the perfect will of God. And you have to do perfection the same way. You enter into things and you learn greater concepts that's beyond your ability to understand. All this happens when you watch God. When you do, if you just do what he say, do, it works. Now, because of the past experiences with God, I get excited. I want to know what's next. I'm curious to know what's next. Let's do it. Let's go. I don't fail. If you don't fear, you're not going to fail. It's as simple as that. If you learn to master the love of God, you receive the love of God and you give way to the love of God, that becomes your primary way of conducting yourself. That's how we master it. We give way to the love of God. We do what the word says do. The word of God is the knowledge of love. Love has knowledge. And when we embrace it and do it, we see greater ways to extend our boundaries. And we're able to do more. You start governing your life by the wisdom of God. Because you love God, you're paying attention. And you receive and do His wisdom, and it prospers you. And then you're pure. Being pure and being innocent is very important. That's what holds your love and wisdom intact. Your love holds your wisdom and your purity intact. Wisdom holds your love and your holiness, your purity intact. They all three work together like a three-strand cord. And the more you pull it, the tighter it gets in bonds with each other. So when you follow God, you're doing what He does. You're operating in His likeness. And guess what? When you operate in His likeness, that is perfect sowing. And you're gonna, and if you have perfect sowing, you're gonna have perfect reaping. It's just like those who truly tithe. Some people tithe to save face, so that won't work. Some people tithe because it's necessary. But some people tithe in order to help promote the things of God. And they know that they're going to receive a blessing. And they are the ones that are true tithers. Some people are donators. But true tithing comes from the heart. I'm using that as an example. So doing the right thing, if it's from the heart with the intent to operate in God's ways, that's perfect sowing. Some people are grudging givers, so that won't work. That's not from the heart. If it's from the heart, yes, it's a way of life. Because I've heard good reports of people who tithe, and some people, they tithe, but they don't think it works. It's because of the condition, the way they gave, the condition of their heart. But when you have the love of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, you become just as progressive as God is. But God's been at this a long time. You're just getting started. So guess what? In thousands of years from now, you're going to get better at it. That's what you got to look at. Perfect sowing causes perfect reaping. And you're on the same road that God is on. You're doing the same things that God is doing, but you're doing it in your life. And you know people that you can reach people that God can't reach. They can see you, they can't see Him. Remember that. They can see you, they can't see Him, but they can see His ways in you, and they'll want it. And God recognizes those that want to know Him. And He'll woo them until it's time to come back. And He can save people. You'll be surprised at who God gonna save. Now, some people have been watching the love of God extended, and they want in on it, and God knows it. And they don't know all the details, but God knows hearts. He knows how to reach hearts. He knows how to help people. He knows how to relate to people. And He knows how to save people, and He knows how to use you to reach people. You'll be surprised at the people that you're reaching. You speak words and don't even realize it, and people start praying and you don't even know it. So when the rapture comes, everything's going to be known for what it is. Some people will be raptured, and people would have thought they wasn't even saved. They just entered in. And some people will be left behind because their heart's not right. They loved other things. And the process of sin began in them. And God's not going to take sin to heaven. I'm sorry. We have to make sure that we detach ourselves from all of it. God is going to take his people to heaven. Not Satan's people. And remember, it's in the heart. A man can lust after a woman in his heart and never touch her, but he's in sin. You have to make sure that your heart is pure. And nobody has, you know, everybody has to do that. But when people let things in their heart that shouldn't be, then God can't touch it. That's sin, and that's just the way it is. He's not taking sin to heaven. He's taking his people to heaven. He said to me 23 years ago, 2017, and it's potent now. In fact, it's more potent now than it was when he said it. He said, tell my people, my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. And the fear of God came on me. I wanted to make sure that I said a lot of things out of place. We got work to do. And I thought the Lord would come immediately, because he began giving me different kind of teachings since 2016. I remember I started talking about end times more and more since 2016. And I made a lot of adjustments. And, you know, that word caused me to do more research. And I had a vision about the rapture back in 1984. And I started watching videos of other people who had visions of the rapture. And when you go on YouTube and do this, it organizes other things on YouTube to pop up. That's how I found out about Henry Gruber. He died and went through the Milky Way. I said, I got to listen to this one. But I found out about a man of God that was so devoted, so sincere, so loving, so obedient, that miracles happened throughout his life. Miracles became like a way of life. And he had so many promotions from God through perfect sowing. If you have the mercy of God and you go about doing whatever he say do because he say do it, that's perfect sowing, and it causes perfect reaping. And I thank God for all of the wonderful testimonies that I learned from him. Nevertheless, perfection is in Christ. We just have to watch him to get it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move mightily. He'll move mightily in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord, and we are his extensions. Perfect soul causes perfect peace.